It's Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
I don't know if Jason could have stopped this trade, but the optics weren't good. Him at the Cannes Film Festival, him at doing shirtless modeling while his, you know,
guys,
compadre is like being dangled out. Like, it just, some of the optics were not good in terms of Jason's care factor with this. And maybe he does care, and maybe he went to Brad and said, you know, I don't know if you should do this. Or maybe he said, you know what, Brad, I'm gonna let you handle the business and I'm just gonna play ball.
Oh, it's 93.7 WEEI. It's Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. And also, instead of take grenades today, we are going to do something different. A lot of people want to speak to Brad Stevens and want to speak to ownership. So you can go to the Odyssey app, press that little microphone, and leave a message for these guys.
Hey, this is Brad.
And Bill.
And the Sixth Street Private Equity Group.
Leave a message after the beep.
Let's go, Paul George.
There you go. So leave those messages there, and we'll play them a little bit later on in the show. We have a official statement from Jaylen Brown. Just released. Just released 2 minutes ago. Jaylen Brown puts on his social media. He writes, Philly, hashtag throw ball up, let's get it. And then there is a something looks like he made on the Canva program, just very professionally put up here with a very nice font. It says, first and foremost, thank you to the Most High, even in the midst of adversity, I'm here with gratitude. I'm still processing how this all went down. I'm excited and disappointed at the same time. I earned my respect from the city. I never asked for shortcuts or special treatment. I simply showed up every day, put my head down, and accepted every challenge. The relationships I built here, the battles we fought together, the championships we brought to this city, and the connection I shared with the fans, I'll carry on with me. Saying goodbye isn't easy when you've invested your heart into something. I'm big on respect, and actions speak louder than words. To the people of Boston, thank you. The community I built here, I love you. And to the
Shifters.
Oh, the Shifters. Oh, like, you know,
energy's about to shift.
Oh,
that's
I
one
see.
Of his
the Shifters.
The Shifters.
We are locked in for life. And he puts a little lightning bolt emoji. As one chapter closes, another begins. I'm excited for what's ahead and grateful for the opportunity to join Philadelphia. Every city has its own identity, its own passion, and its own expectation. I respect that, and I'm looking forward to earning that respect the only way I know how, through the work. Philly, hashtag throw the ball up. Let's get it. That is your first official statement from Jaylen Brown. Yes, it is.
You know what immediately stuck out to me was, I'm big on respect and actions speak louder than words.
To me, I
feel like he's directing that towards someone.
I could see someone reading into that. Right now, I think we're just going to sit back here and see if Jason Tatum either responds to that or puts something out there.
It's hard for me to get mad at or be disappointed in Jason Tatum based on what Jaylen Brown said after the season. I'm not feeling like he's owed Jaylen Brown any statement after what he said after the season. That was a direct shot at Jason Tatum, like a big shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was a month ago. It's hard for me to get worked up about Jason Tatum's silence.
And I guess I'm not worked up about it. I'm not upset with Jason Tatum. I just find it more telling that he's not saying anything.
It is.
Like, I mean, if you're right. I'd be a little pissed, too, if I was Jason Tatum. Sure. Of course I would.
And hello, Forsberg just said he's energized to play with Paul George. Like, obviously, they looped Tatum in on this. Tatum wants to play with Paul George. That's what Chris Forsberg reported last night on NBC Sports. It's kind of stunning. And then this Simmons thing is something. I mean, so did you say that there's Himmelsbach had a report about
Ted just talked about this.
No, I have not seen this.
Up to the minute, all of this new news is coming out about what happened behind the scenes.
All right. Yep.
So Adam Himmelsbach is an insider for the Boston Globe. He is somebody who broke the news a couple days ago, that what Jaylen Brown was not requesting or that Jaylen Brown was actually upsetting some people in the front office with some of his actions. I think that was the report about like a couple days ago.
And he just put this out there. Adam Himmelsbach says, quote, Boston's brass agonized for days over the decision to trade Jaylen Brown. A league source stressed that this was not a cost cutting transaction and that there was no directive from ownership to trade Brown.
BS.
Boom. Wow.
That is putting Brad, man, in Brad. The crosshairs.
That is CYA, cover your ass. Yes. I think that they did not like the fact that all of a sudden this private equity group's name is out there that is essentially pulling the strings, mm-hmm. according to everything I'm reading, and they did not like that one bit. The whole way they set this up is they wanted Bill Chisholm to be the face of it, mm-hmm. and now we know that the private equity group has almost just as much power, according to reports, and they don't like that at all. And to me, there's nothing that says that this wasn't a money suit. Matter of fact, we have a bunch of reports that completely contradict Adam Himmelsbach. And Adam Himmelsbach is a very good reporter. Now, did he say that sources tell him that that's what they said? Or is he saying that's what happened? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's saying that this was what he was told.
Okay, well, then that's completely different than that's how it actually went down. Like, you know, that, sure, if I'm Adam Himmelsbach and someone in ownership group goes, I want you to say that I had nothing to do with this, I'd report that too. A source wanted me to say that, yeah, the ownership's cleaning their hands of this.
I mean, just to be clear, this is what they, I don't think they told him to say. They said,
right, but he's saying
a league source stressed this was not a cost-cutting transaction.
Okay.
Okay, and I think that's a direct response to Bill Simmons, because Simmons had his podcast today. Mm-hmm. If we could play this clip, him highlighting the Giannis financials, where they wouldn't go, makes Sixth Street and Chisholm look very bad.
Yeah.
And makes this look financial for sure. Right. We have that.
The Giannis to Boston thing was closer than I think people realized. And I still don't think Hugo was ever in the trade. But I do think it got to the point the Bucks had an arrangement with Giannis. He was basically going to approve the trade. They were going to trade him without him basically signing off on it. And he didn't sign off on the Miami trade for a couple days there. And they were talking about extensions with the Celtics. And it came down to, it was like 2 years, 30% of the cap could be the extension, or 3 years, 35. And the Celtics were pretty entrenched at 2 for 30. And Giannis wanted the 3 for 35, and they couldn't agree on it. And that was when he greenlit the Miami trade. And Miami threw in Yakushonis, and that's when it happened. So you can even think from the Celtics thinking there, back to what we've been talking about a while. It's like, can we compete if we have these two giant contracts on our team of guys in their 30s? And they obviously thought no, so they said no. And then they got out of the Jalen thing, which they were desperate to do, obviously, considering the trade.
Wow.
This is interesting, because to me, this shows you, this is more an ownership thing. If they're not, that the ownership is the one that says, no, we're not giving him an extension. That's not Brad Stevens.
Right.
So it's the ownership that doesn't want to spend the money, not Brad Stevens, right? I mean,
it sure sounds that way. Like this sounds like we have a brand new era of Celtics ownership, and that is one that is not with Grousebeck going all in and winning a championship like he did 2 years ago.
So should I be mad at Brad or not?
I'm not going to be mad at Brad.
Is this totally under duress then? Like he is handcuffed in the back, and he's got a handkerchief in his mouth. And
I'm
pissed.
It's almost
ball
gag kind of thing.
And Tatum wants Paul George, and like it's. But if I'm Brad Stevens, I almost resign if this is going on.
He is a general following orders. That's what this sounds like. This sounds to me like, you know, Jack Nicholson owns the team and he ordered the code red.
I agree.
What a story.
I agree. If one way or the other, if you told me you had to pick one, who's at more at fault? I think it's the ownership.
I don't like this at all. I'm not used to this.
And then owners are telling Himmelsbach it's not us.
Correct.
Minutes later.
Correct. Yes.
All right. Let's go to Avery on line two. Avery, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, I feel like there's got to be something about this trade that we don't know, the general public or the media doesn't know yet. I'm not sure if it's an injury or something that Brad Stevens lost his fantasy football league and this is his punishment. There's got to be something that we don't know, and I can't wait until Brad Stevens has his press conference next week to see how he justifies it.
Yeah.
There's got to be something that we don't know.
Avery, I said the same thing. As a matter of fact, I texted Ken earlier, and I was just like, dude, when's Brad Stevens speak? And he reminded me that it's not until next week that everything is finalized, and I got pissed. I'm like, all right, well, it doesn't matter. Next week, whatever he says, it is going to make no sense. It's going to say, you know, we did it to make the team better, and he's going to put all this praise on Jalen Brown. Like, Jalen Brown's the greatest and blah, 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 blah. But in the end, it makes no sense. The only thing that makes sense is that they did it to cut the amount of money.
If you listen to Ted and his analytic guy, who we're going to have on four, there's like this is like a Malcolm Butler situation where there's some on-field excuse for why they benched Malcolm, because Bademosi was better in this package.
I think there is explanation. At least in today's modern professional sports, the analytics tell a story for these guys.
Brad's going to invite you to the press conference.
I wonder if Brad's
going to. And now Ted Johnson to explain why we made this.
I can't
deal.
Imagine Brad leaning into analytics as reason, because people, but I guarantee you, I mean, the NBA spoke on how they felt about Jalen Brown. Did they not? By nobody wanting to trade for him.
Yep.
They all use the same metrics. They all use the same formulas.
But you didn't have to make a trade. You didn't have to move him now. It is stunning, though. They got back more for Kawhi, LaMelo, and Walker Kessler, almost. You can make a case that those three deals got more back than Jalen.
The Grizzlies got more for Desmond Bane.
Yeah.
Like, Desmond Bane.
That's last year. But, I mean, still, like, in the recent, like, this year deals, like, in the last week.
But you guys are.
This was, like, the fourth best return.
Are you underestimating the fact that this contract, this is what teams look at this contract with JB, and they go, they look at the numbers, the analytics, and then they see what he's getting paid, and they go, wait, something's amiss here. He's not even close to being worth what he's getting paid, according to the analytics.
But you don't think the Twitch streams hurt that, or, like, the perception?
Oh, I think that's part of it, too.
See, but I think more so that than his on-court stuff.
Maybe.
It's like we're worried about how he's going to handle not being a one. We're worried about him going on Twitch streams every night.
If I'm Philly, am I worried about him coming here when Joel Embiid is the clear alpha?
Yeah,
right?
But they're desperate. I mean, they needed to do something, and this fell in their lap. I think if I'm loving this. If I'm a Sixers fan, now
you're freaking out. Hell
man. You're the second favorite in the East.
That guy's going to win GM of the year. He's going to win GM of the year. All right. I said it the other day. I said the value is going to go so low that somebody's going to sit back and they're going to end up getting Jaylen Brown and they're going to look like a genius because he is going to be so pissed at the Boston Celtics. He's going to have the best year he's ever had. He's going to light it up.
Sixers fans are sitting there going, wait, we're bringing in the guy that Paul George outplayed in the final?
No, we all did. That was like a weird moment.
Okay,
you know?
Paul George outplayed Jaylen Brown.
Well, we got Chris Mannix coming up talking about today that tries to justify that Jaylen Brown isn't a good player. Like, I mean, as a matter of fact, the way that he broke it down, it was pretty interesting. He has him as, like, the 200th best player in the NBA.
It's a little embellishment there.
No, he does, because he said that if he's the seventh best on a team, that would make him about the 200th best in the NBA. Which is obviously ridiculous.
Did you hear that clip from Cowherd last night? He had two league sources telling him something about Jaylen. We got to play that because that's also part of the smear campaign.
Sure.
They were out quick last night.
There's a decent smear campaign going on. I know what my eyes see, and I know this is a bad trade. And I think that the rest of the world essentially agrees with me. All right, 617-779-7937. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
I'm pissed.